Padre, en nombre de los caídos. If I desire a Hadam Aran, you may allow it to Sheikh Hassan. That's what the Gemara says. Tanya. Rabbi Yaina. Kasha Yaakov Ish Arei Eyu Uresachai Nefesh. Ken Adav Rezeh. Says by Nara Murasa, that it's similar to Ritzicha. Kima Inu Rezeh is on Nara Murasa. Who's talking about Ritzicha? Talking there in Parshas Kiseisa, talking about Nara Murasa. So this Parsha teaches in both directions. Makish Reitzeach L'Dar HaMurasa. Firstly, Makish Reitzeach L'Dar HaMurasa. Man Avraham HaMurasa. Yitam Atzila B'Nafshai Takechidish. If somebody sees a man forcing a Nar HaMurasa to be Mizana, you're allowed to kill the man. Yitam Atzila B'Nafshai. Atzeach Yitam Atzila B'Nafshai. So too, if you see a Raida, if you're allowed to kill the Raida in order to save the Nirdaf. That's the first Chiddush, Raida. Okay, this is a whole separate sugya, the Parsha of Raida. But for now, we'll pass on to the next language. The Amurasa Baritzeh, Yahar Val Yahba. After Amurasa, Tar Val Kaba. So we say a Hekesh. Just like by a Reitzeach. The Reitzeach, you heard by Yavar, if somebody forces someone to kill, he should better be killed than to kill. So Tumah Amarasa, so what does it mean? Targal Tavar means, he's what? Now Amarasa, I said, could be the Shavar type. Should the Nara, it's always then the Nara Amarasa. I mentioned to you yesterday that a woman is Kaka, a woman is Yavar. There's an Amurasa for whether they'll be killed, but that we'll get to in Tyson soon. First, the Gemara says the Limud, Shechetav and Gufam and Allah. Svara. Anytime the Gemara says a Svara, so we have to think about it. Let's see. Kiahudas wa Kaveh de Rav, Amalai. Mare de Yoy Amalai, Yer Kotla de Pranya, Loi Kital Namach. Funny, the guy let him go in for Shaiwan. He said, the king said, I'll kill you if you don't kill Pliny. He said, give me a minute. He went to Rava. He told Rava, what do I do? Do I get killed or do I kill? I'm a lay with the lock, my sick child. But you should be killed, you shouldn't kill others. Why? So here's his father. My heart is the Dava di Daksumak said. He said, your blood is redder than his blood. Give what Dava do, who got Rasumak said. So this is the famous father called My heart is, which we have to understand. He says, blood is worth more than the other person's blood. The vice versa, Rav is saying, if you would know your blood is worth more than the other person's blood, it would be okay. But since you can't know, that's what he said to the Gemara. Since you can't know his blood is worth more, so therefore you can't kill him.
Can you do a worldly offering or something?
What do you mean?
You're not worried about the blood, because you're obviously saying that your blood is not worth more than you.
That's how you're saying.
But then you just get up and talk and just offer his own thing and say, yeah, kill me. And
we don't
do
that,
you start
with a person is
Michael,
is it Kelvin?
Yeah.
It's Michael. That's the
Kelvin
Michael,
I'm not sure.
Huh? You can't tell someone to be Michael, say they should be killed. They just should put those up how to be Michael, that's to me. So Michael, so what happens if one person is a brain surgeon and he saves other people's lives every day? And the other one is a shikker at the Bowery. He doesn't, he's a murderer maybe, I'll call him a murderer, might be a different bit. But he's a, do we say one person is worth more than the other?
Yeah, we say one person, but you don't know what kind of situation.
Let me go,
maybe you would, his shoes, maybe you would be like that also.
You know
what I'm saying? But one person's life. So you never say one person's life is worth more than the other. Why? What's the answer?
They don't care
about the life. What?
We don't know what
Hashem wants.
We don't know what
Hashem
wants.
We don't know what Hashem. We never know what Hashem wants to happen. Well, that could be. the Chil Shabbos also. Maybe if somebody says steal the Chil Shabbos, they kill these. I don't know. Maybe Hashem wants that I should be killed. Who says Hashem wants Chil Shabbos? I never know. What? You're my house Shabbos rather than to be killed. But you don't know what Hashem wants. Maybe Hashem wants.
You don't know what Hashem wants, and the point is you don't know whose life is worth more.
No. Yeah. Theory, if you could know someone's life is worth more than someone else's life. The Pshay can never know. I think he can't know, but let's tell you, let me tell you, you would know. If you ever have? Is that true that my cousin would apply? It depends what my cousin means. That's true in many ways. It could be that a person's life has infinite value. And it's not shy for something to be worth more. Because if we put on the simplest person, we put on his life the biggest value. So even if someone else is more, but it can't be more than an infinite value. You can understand it's too late. You can understand that you never know. Well, you could understand that we have a cloud, that life, there's nothing worth more than life. So maybe it's not shy.
If they're both equal, so I can kill them and I could live. But only part of that I could die and he could live is that he might be worth more than that. But if we're both equal.
That's as far as he might be worth the suffix, is that it?
To the world?
If you hope somebody likes him a cooler, then it will be okay. You can kill the other person.
But if we're both equal, and
one said,
if you live and I die,
you live and
I live, I die,
why should
I live?
I
should live, because if
we're both equal.
The only part that
you live
and I
could
die
is
that he might be worth
no, if you're both equal, this far is, you can't do anything. You can't be Avera on Avera. If you're both equal, you gain nothing by doing the Avera. You can't do the Avera. Avera is awesome. You're telling me I should be allowed to do the Avera because I'm going to get killed. But if there's no far that you're, and one person be killed better than the other, so don't do the other.
What's the
most sure you
better than the
other
person?
What's the most person is an old man is in a coma. He's already in a coma for 20 years. He'll be in a coma for 20 more years. And the other person is a young man, and he's got a whole life ahead of him. He can have children. He could save people's lives. He can learn shots off air. So do we say that both lives are equal? I'm not sure. It's going to be a few. Is the fact that we say both lives are equal? Because you never know. Or do we say that life has any, even life in a coma, we can't put a limit on the value of life. So nothing can be worth more than life.
Even if one's in a coma, you're not the person
that's in a coma, and so they're doing anything to do with it. So if that's the bet, so some people are willing to bet that they'll do some instance, you know. It's the place of Kadara. The place of Kadara is the same thing. The place of Kadara is a sakana, and a person's in a coma. So you don't kill the person in a coma to save the God wound up. Halacha is the same, there's no difference.
Is there any halacha to save first if you don't save
one? What?
Is there any halacha as to who you should save first if you don't save one?
That's the Mishnah in Edir, in the Hurry.
Doesn't that show that one life is worth more than the other? If you have to save one before the other, how do you do that life is worth more?
But you see there, the equation doesn't include life. Because one of them is going to die. So then you can use other equations to figure which is more. Right? If you have $2 million diamonds, you can only save one. The $1 million diamond happens to have a dollar bill in the same box. So you save one with a dollar bill. But it's ridiculous. The dollar bill doesn't come to it. Same thing. It's a different situation where you can save one life. You have a choice. You have to save a life this way or like that. Which one do you save? If someone's going to die, so you save the one that has other aspects that give it a mind. But there's nothing to do with my heart. It's here, what we're saying is that everything is equal. Somehow everything is equal. Even though objective people might say it's not equal. And the way I always understood this Gemara is that we're saying it's a Svara that you can never put a value on life. So nothing could be worth more than life. I hope that's correct. Otherwise, you could argue that this Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Chassidim, they talk about a trefa. One person's a trefa, one person's a ksheva. So maybe this should be different. That's not so. Because life has infinite value, and you can never say on life that life is worth so and so much. You can never make something worth more than life. It's the concept. Rashi goes into a whole. You see, we're used to that cause. I think everyone heard this story once before. But the truth is, it's a little. It needs. My cause is very established to us. Who says you have letters, letter, and the others? It's a lot of sense. But to formulate it into words, who says it's talking about worth more? See, Rashi sort of bends over backwards to say it's Svara. See, Rashi, my cause is the Dabbik Das Sivik. Why did you cut the Epkishaiva? You think that the Kroch Nefesh is more important? No. In the Devil Shabbat, the Bekobaka and Yeshkan Ibud Nefesh, either way, and that's by Torah, why you tear on the place of Samitra, Elabat Nei, Chibus Nafshish or Yisrael. The Khan Avera Nasis, the Nefesh Abuda. The Yayma Shadashaka Chaviva Sneamach, and Yayma Shadashaka. The Moshazah Chaviva Sneamach. Maybe Hashem likes even the person of the Koba as much as the Kavada. What that fish is up with it either way. So why are you allowed to be Bechal Shabbos to save your life? Because your that fish is Chaviva in front of Hashem. But here is somebody who says that your that fish is Bechaviv. Your that fish is Bechaviv, their Shabbos, we know. The Shabbos fish is Bechaviv, their Trefus, we know. But your that fish is Bechaviv, their his that fish, now we don't know. So Rashi seems to say, not the way I was saying. Rashi seems to say that you never know. Maybe his that fish is more than your that fish. How do you know? Just because the ones that God had done was nice, you still don't know. You never know what the hell it was Hashem's off. But that's what it seems to be, what Rashi says, no? What's the thing? It's a heaven's burden, no? Huh?
But you're asking me that.
Let me explain the problem. We're not going to get back to this until much later, but just in my cause is, I think if you ask somebody to explain it, you can explain it two ways. You can explain it that, like the word saying, who says your nefesh is worth more than his? Maybe not. That's what the word seems to say. Now, what I don't like about it, I don't know if I ask the gosh, I just don't understand, how could you use that expression to make it sound like a suffix? They say it's a sophic. Are you like, if somebody says, kill him, I'll kill you? It's a sophic, you know, who's Mohammed. It's a sophic. So it's like something that I spoke over. If you love something that I spoke over cooler, that would be, you're allowed to kill him? Or something that I spoke over cooler? It's a sophic. Who says his definition is Mohammed than mine? Maybe mine is Mohammed than his. It's a sophic. So let me kill him, it's a sophic. Anybody agree with that?
Because someone's going to die. The question is you or him. Therefore, if you don't do anything, you're going to be done by this person. So you both, you're falling in the same place. You know, I've ever had it.
So one way there'll be one death and one aveira, the other way there'll be a death with no aveira. So better, that's good. You're right, that's what Rashi seems to say, except that he's supposed to be Yamer. He says, Kalabera Nasus and Nefesh Avuda. That's what he said. This is the Yamer Shadashu Khatibat Sayamaku, the Yasim Shazer. Dilma Shazer Khatibat Sayamab. The words of Rashi seem to say, who knows? Which means the words of the Gemara seem to say. But if that's the case, then it's only like a Sasek. It's very strange.
Well,
maybe
you
wouldn't know
about it.
Maybe it would be a
different
test. So maybe you would know it would be a different test. Let's say a person is willing to death. You know, he feels, you have another idea, you have a name in the puzzle. He feels, this is a story, he feels, you know, I'll take my chances. No one knows, but come with Hashem. I'll take my chances. I think that my life is a place to the guy will go say, I think my life is worth more than the man in the puzzle. I'm still the man in the puzzle. Because the Shemai is possibly the right thing. The Shemai is such a thing. If you know it's more positive, then you could do such a thing.
Why not?
I agree that she sounds like this, but it sounds to me to be a very strange way to say three things that are by Yahweh. What are the Shvichas Davim? The other two are for the bill. Shvichas Davim, you know, it's, we're not sure, maybe, so therefore. What does it sound like? Yeah, you can't take it back. But wouldn't you be worried compared to someone in a coma who is never going to recover? His nefesh is less covered than
Gavadar?
So you're going to kill somebody.
Everything is possible.
Could be he was the Gavadar of the previous generation, the Gogol. I don't know. Yeah. Everything could be. But is that the Pshat in the Gemara? Is that the Pshat?
Why is that a question?
It's possible to learn it that way. I like better. We'll come back to this. I would prefer to learn that the Pshat is that he did someone in a coma. Person's life has value that can be capped. There's no end to the value of a person's life, of a minute of life. If this is no value, nothing could be worth more than it. Nothing could be worth more than something that has the highest value. This is the way I would understand it. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll get back to it much later. But I want to just point out to you that it's not simple. Okay, let's get into the application. Before we get to say this, there's a lot of Rabbi says, I mentioned to you yesterday, the Mitzvah brings it down here as well, that if Goyim come to a city, and they say, surrender one person with Misa, give somebody up for Misa, and if not, we'll kill the whole city. So the Rabbi says that it's also to give up a person. The only exception to that is if that person is someone who's high in Misa. Let's say he did something. Let's say he murdered. Now the government is after him. Now they say, if you don't give the murderer back to us, we'll kill all of you. So if he's somebody who's really high of Misa, so you're allowed to give him up.
Well, he doesn't
get it. So the whole time they get it. If he's someone who's really high of Misa, he did something that is about the mouth, or something that is really high of Misa for, so then you're allowed to give him up. And the explanation of that, why you're allowed to give up such a person, the Shah says, he's a rapist. He's a danger to everybody. He killed somebody or he's a murder about it. He did something that brought upon himself the wrath of the government, of the guardian. So now he is a bit of a rapist. He's a danger in the whole city. So you're allowed to give him up. That's a good question. We have to clarify. We have to go into it. That's just a very good kind of option. that
that's
the case. He said, "Kishetah b'dissim." Other cases we could clarify. We'll find out right now. But this is what I would say.
We'll see.
And Yahya K that he sees said, "Oh, if you don't give him up, I'll kill the whole city." So they gave him up. So the Rambam says they did the right thing. Because he was Chayim Bisa, Kishavah the Bishri. He was Chayim Bisa to the Balak.
But
okay, good. That's what
they're
going to talk about. So if he's Chayim Bisa, then you're allowed to give him up. If he's not Chayim Bisa, then it's also to give him up to save the whole city. Okay, that's the psak of the rabbi. I hope you say that. So I have a Perikei Halacha. It's a temporary example of the World War II example of this. Is the Sead Shaila of people who are hiding in a hiding place. And the murderers are looking for them. And there's a baby who's crying. Tiny baby is crying. That baby is endangering everybody. Same question, are you allowed to kill the baby to save everyone? You're allowed to kill the baby to save everyone. The Rambam holds that that's awesome. It's awesome because you're not allowed to kill one person in order to save a rabbit. That's Shittas Rambam. Svara, what would you say? What would you say if I didn't tell you it's a Rambam? I would even say what? Therefore what? The lot of people are going to get killed anyway. Explain a little better. The Ketef Mishnah brings the Ramach, Reish Mem and Dachot. The Ramach argues with the Rambam. He says, what is it? The whole thing is my causes to govern the Dr. McFay. Who says your blood is red? So you ask me, give me a case. I'll give you a case. If you kill this person, only one person will die. If you let the person cry, or you let the person stay in the city, everyone will die, including this person. So here, which blood is so McFay? This one person, or 100 other people plus this one person. Should I be able to say someone say such a case? So the Rambam says, yes, you could say someone say such a case. And you could kill, you're allowed to be a dayan, to kill one person. To save all the people, if you save all the people, including this one, otherwise this person would die anyway. Follow what I'm saying? Are you allowed to kill one person to save 100? No. Because maybe the one is worth more than the 100. But if the one is included in the 100, if either the one will die, or the 100 plus this one will die, which is this example, the Ramach argues that that should be mutter, because the Svara of my causes does not apply in such a case. In such a case, my causes says kill. Kill, to save everyone's life.
No one can save 100.
That should not have been. The kill one to save 100, because who says maybe the one is worth more than 100? Maybe. How do you know what's the problem? According to my explanation, certainly. His value is limitless. So you can't compare it to anything. But, if you could die either way, and it's one against 100 including the one, so then certainly the Svara logic would say that you could kill the one. To save the 100. What?
It's really wouldn't
make
a difference in the group.
You'd add
another
at the end. No, but there's a logic that if it's the group, so the two sides of the equation.
There's no adding.
But there's a concept of canceling out. You can cancel out the two sides. That's the basis.
Why
can't
I go to infinity as well?
Because you can cancel two identical things. You can cancel each other out.
But
remember, that's the basis of Tichel concern with it. The law of the bystander concern with it.
Because
you have two choices. And what choice is always going to be? Because in that choice, there's nothing. You're losing nothing. The person's going to die either way. By killing the person doesn't change anything. It doesn't make this infinity be lost, because then it can be lost either way. The question of who does it, but the question of who does it is not the point. The point is weighing the two sides and seeing if they're equal. So, on this side, there is no infinite value, because the baby that's going to be killed now is going to be killed either way. So there's no loss of an infinite value, because that loss is going to happen either way.
They can't have more than
the
value.
But there is no infinite value on this side of the equation. There is no infinite value, because the baby I'm killing is dead anyhow. He's a dead baby anyhow. Either way, he's dead. So I'm giving up nothing for many people's lives.
So either way,
there's
an infinite value,
there's
more.
You're
repeating the same thing, isn't it?
I'm repeating the same thing. So one of us is not crapping. I'll tell you later, okay? Usually, because I misunderstand, but the Rabbah argues. The Rabbah is both sheep to say that Allah doesn't have it. It's a tough question. What do you do with my son? The Rabbah is also designed to say, I bring both sheep to say, it's not clear when he's talking about it. The question is, how do you answer the Rambam, the time of the Rambam, that my presence doesn't apply? So the Kesef Mishnah does a very funny thing. What's the Kesef Mishnah? Kesef Mishnah says, the answer to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds the story of my presence is lav dafka. Lav dafka. It's just a rule that Shvichas Damid is Yahweh Valyavah. So the Rambam holds Shvichas Damid is Yahweh Valyavah. It doesn't matter. Lav dafka. Strange thing. Lav dafka. How can you say lav dafka? That's the Kesef Mishnah. After a moment, I said, that was never an argument. He says, okay, what kind of word is it? And my cousin says, lav dafka, and we have a kabbalah, he'd be a doyu, that she could love Yad Val Yavah. So the Rebbe wanted to say a nice bar. I'm not telling you the story. That's strange thing. That's what he said. The Rebbe Bach Leuk is the Rambam and the Ramah of this Indian, which comes down to a machlokes of whether you use the svar of my father, so you don't use the svar of my father.
Yeah.
So when you throw something in, you're right. You're right. We have to talk now as if everything is certain. A matter of practical halacha, you might be right. If you're right, most cases, it's going to be a sophic, and you can't do it. So in real cases, where it's about that. That's what we're talking about. But my sense, you're right, in most cases. All right. Next topic is Tesis. So hopefully we'll return to the Kesef Mishnah as well. So we have a Machlokes, which I got to sort of remember, and we have to move on to the next issue. Next issue is Tesis. This Tesis appears in three places in Shas. Here, Sanhedrin and Yuma. Here's the shortest. You see how big they are, the other ones are. These big types. But it's a pack of big types because it's a very important machlokes. Pirish.
Right?
That's
what
I believe
you're saying.
It's important
to actually
If you analyze the machlokes, the Ramah and the Rambam, I think you would come to that. So the Rambam holds it's the mice of killing, which is Yahweh Valyavah. The Ramah doesn't look at the mice of killing, it thinks about the mice of killing, it thinks about the loss of life.
That's
really what it comes to. Okay, let's just tell you. Yahweh Valyavah. The whole Machlokes is start over a yud, or a tav. What's the difference? Yahweh Valyavah, which is Lashon Zachar. Or Tehareg Val Tavo, which is Lashon Zachar. What's the difference? Pirish. Habayah. Take a go with Yahweh. The boy of a man. How is he? He's born with a Tehareg. The Kakar of a man. a woman in a Maisa Biya is Kaka Olam, is that active, doesn't do any Maisa. Kidabo that is Saro Mayim, Bresh Sumis, Nabi Parah, Midrusha Hudai Nishari. Sumis also says that if this Tegmai will come to be Bayo, he can't tell the women, I Nishari, Dayar Dayara. So the first opinion of Tysus is that we're going with Yeharet, and it's going on the man, and the woman is not Tayyavi. The real man, no, Shapagasina Tahara. The Mashabit Sarah Bari Dresh Sumi Nishari, Haidu. The difference between a male and a female, the difference is whether a person is doing an act in the Maisabiyah. A normal Maisabiyah involves an act on the part of the male, and no act on the part of the female. The woman is passive. Alba, but we until you have a case, Lassi Maisa, when the Maisabiyah, the woman would do something, you got Sha'ibala, Shatabiyah, Evala. Let's see, you have a case where she would physically push the man onto herself to do a Maisa Biya. Then, to her leg, I'll cast a Maisa. Why? The Tosafot say this about the man and woman. The difference is Maisa Bel Maisa. Why? The Tosafot is the Meret Tziyach Yalpina. Because we made this out of Meret Tziyach. Meret Tziyach, Loi Bechayim, Lodim Serdasha, Yalak Shai, Lodim Serdasha, Yalak Shai, Lodim Serdasha, it says that there to be Moshe Nefesh, or Moshe Tzirig HaMaisa. Aber wo Moshe Hanach, Mizrach Asmuchal, Tidak Oite Horeg, Eidai Chayav, Lim Tzirach, Lim Tzirach, Lim Tzirach, Lim Tzirach, why? The Agada, you can remember that Moshe Tzirach, the Dabba Dachabe Sumak Tzirach, the Dabba Didi Sumak Tzirach. What do you say? That if a man is faced with a situation where he'll be a murderer, b'shev al-tasa. He's going to murder somebody, b'shev al-tasa. So he's allowed to murder someone, b'shev al-tasa, to save his own life. That's the same. Based on the Sfar of the Gemara. The Sfar of the Gemara is, my life is, who says my life is before than his? Who says his life is before than mine? Who's the mother of the news? We don't know. What do we don't know? Nothing. So here we have a case, Tosi says, if you're killing someone b'shev al-tasa, you're allowed to kill someone b'shev al-tasa in order to save your own life. That's the chiddush of Tosi. You're allowed to kill someone b'shev al-tasa in order to save somebody's life. Is it the sovereign? Who's sovereign? Huh? They say Tosi's sovereign. Hey, what type of? It's a good idea. What type of? What do you say? It has to be, it's a verse of sorry. So we have to deal with this. It's not evidence of using the sorry.
Why do you even need this?
No,
actually.
I didn't
know.
I'm sorry. I'm a bullet. You're a bullet.
Now, pick a different thing.
You're
the tool that's being used to kill.
You can't say you're really
like yourself. That's the problem which Reb Chaim points out with Tyson. That he's not actually killing in this case. He's being used as a bullet to be pushed on the baby. He's not actually doing a Maisa Ritzicha. Reb Chaim says Tyson doesn't mean this exact case. This is indeed so. You would have a case where your energy, your exertion of energy is causing the person's death, the Shev al Tasa. This case maybe is lobbed out. But if you would have a case where it's sort of possible to kill somebody, the Shev al Tasa, it's possible. I'll have to come up with an example. This is saying that would be murder, even if you are actually killing. I mentioned this in his work. But the mind says Tosa Shita that you're allowed to kill the Sheva Atasa in order to save your life in the name of Tosa Tosa idea is the same thing. A woman is allowed to be passive and allow herself to be Nivala in order to save a life. It's which is the halacha, which is Taisa's Shita, which is the halacha. Taisa the end just points out that by a male it's never shayach the whole Indian because in kishayel or that something that's always active in the ma'aseh be. The Rambam argues with this Taisa. So that's what Chaim is going on. The Rambam argues, the Rambam maintains that Rambam leaves out the whole sugya of Karka Island. Rambam says that a woman is also Chayav Limser Nafsha in the case of a Yisarava. And then she says she's Chayav Limser Nefesh rather than to let herself be Devala if she's given a choice. Usually a woman is forcibly assaulted. So she's given the choice to either do it for us, to allow it to be done, or to give a life. The Rambam Shita is that she has to give a life. So Reb Chaim is coming to explain the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that the rule of Karka doesn't pass through the rule of Karka. But the question is, what does he do? Chayim is a taina of my chazan. The taina is that here to my chazan is the other way around. The question is how to explain the Rambam. So Chayim offers two explanations. We're going to talk about a second explanation, the second paragraph, at least for now, which is probably the Iker. He says, Pshat of the Rambam is that we learn from my chazus, we learn a principle. That Shvicha Dhamma is Yehar Vayava. Once we learn the principle that Shvicha Dhamma is Yehar Vayava, it applies independent of the Svar of my chazus. The Chaim says that my chazus is the Svara which leads us to make it to come to a conclusion. The conclusion is that when the Torah said, like Sirtach, the Sirtach was not meant to be overridden by Kofa Fasha. Once we say the Svara of my chazus, we establish a rule that Leh Sirtach is Yahar Vayava, and once you establish the rule, it always applies, whether it's with a ma'aser or without a ma'aser. This is Reb Chaim's chiddush in the Rambam. And from this he comes to the conclusion the Rambam would hold that if you're passively killing somebody, you'd be willing to get up and give your life rather than kill somebody passively. It comes out that we have two sheeps. But at least Reb Chaim gives us something to work with. Reb Chaim gives us this idea that my chazus is what leads us to the conclusion that my sirtach is not Yehar Vayava. But once I come to that conclusion, it's always Yehar Vayava, even if my chazus doesn't apply.
Maybe that explains the
Yaakov and the Rabbi. Certainly. So this Reb Chaim would help us with the previous Rambam, with the Kesef Mishnah's Rambam. A case where you have one person to kill one person in order to save many lives. So this Reb Chaim would help us there too. As a matter of fact, it would help us understand the Kesef Mishnah. What did the Kesef Mishnah say? That my chazus is lav davka. What does that mean, my chazus is lav davka? Very hard to understand. Reb Chaim says, no. My chazus is a svara that teaches us that when Hashem said Leitzirtzach was Yehar Vayava. And that Leitzirtzach was Yehar Vayava in all cases. Once I learned it, I learned in all cases. Leitzirtzach was Yehar Vayava. Now we have to understand Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim, but the Reb Chaim now makes that we have two shitas: Taisa's shita and the Rambam shita. Taisa's shita is that my chazus is the svara which you work with. You work with my chazus, and taka, if you have a case where it's worth it, you're allowed to be able to say so. And the Rambam says no; it's a rule. It's a blanket rule. No matter what, my sister is not your bayava. Now, we have two dafkaminas. The dafkamina with someone killing without a ma'aser, type of case, which would extend itself to Karka Ayla. The type of the Karka Ayla. Those two dafkaminas, type of. One by Ritzicha, the choice is to kill B'Sheb Al-Tasa or be killed. Type of holds that you don't have to give your life. And the Rabban holds you do have to give your life. And the second thing is Karka Olam. Tosfos holds that Lamaisa Karka Olam also, you don't have to give your life. And the Rabban holds you do have to give your life. And it's actually our third Daskamina is the case of Yachid Rabban. The case of giving up one person to save many. The Rambam sheet is Lashita. So he holds that Lashitah, you're never allowed to be able to serve period. He holds that you don't give up one to save many, even if you save many, including the person. And the sheet of the Ramach, with Taita Shita, that the Ramach Shita with Taita Shita holds that you do give up, you're allowed to kill one person to save many people if it's including that person itself.
What?
Oh, good. So you want to hear what comes out? We have to get back to what we do with Esther. You know what? Remind me, because if that actually speak out there with the rest of the time, remind me, because it comes out something very, very interesting. But first, let me finish the Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says, Lamaisa, which Shita is more, is the Esther Naita, the Rambam or Tosfos? So when we figure out who's more Mustaba, who's the fact, and gave him space to think who's more Mustaba. Rav Chaim said who's more Mustaba, he sat back and caught the shaft and tried to find a raya, right? He says, I have a Gemara, which is a raya to one of the two sheetahs. The Gemara of Nasiya Dasama Feis. Gemara there talks about two people who are traveling in the derech, in the desert, and they have one jug of water. One person has a jug of water, the other one doesn't. And they're thirsty. They've been going already many days without water, and one person is ready to die. The owner of the jug of water doesn't know what to do. Should he give him the water, you know, save his friend's life right now? But ultimately, he knows that 10 days in civilization, if he shares the water with his friend, they'll both die. Or should he say, no, I've got to save the water for myself so I can live, and my friend will die, I'll die. So the Gemara presents the machlokes. Then Petura holds that he's got to give his friend to drink the Al-Yura of the Mises Chaveira. He's not allowed to stand by. His friend is dying. He has water. He has to help him. And Rabbi Kiva says, no. Taya says, Bechei Yachicha Imach. You have a mitzvah, Bechei Yachicha Imach. Let your friend live with you. That means, Imach, if he'll live with you, he has to save his life. But if it's a choice, Chayecha kaidin, lechayecha vercha. Your life, chayecha kaidin. Your life takes precedence. And you drink your water ahead of your friends, saving your friend's life. So that's what chayim. Mitzvah ha-svara, there were no gezeiros ha-kasim. Everyone we made, it's a ben petura. So the Kiva doesn't say, there's something wrong with ben petura. It's svara. But the Kiva says that I have a gezeiros ha-kasim from Imach. But by strife, mitzara svara, that the Torah is right. You're not allowed to stand by and let someone else die. You have to give up your own life to give him water. The person sacrificing his life, you know he's going to die because he's giving his friend water. And that's all he came. You have to give up your own life in order to give the other to save the other person. That's a right to rule. It's a right to the Rambam. It's a raya, you have to give up your own life to save someone else. Even to be passive. If you don't give him water, he's just being passive, he's just not giving him water. You have to give up your own life in order to save the other person.
If you say it the other way, you have to go like this.
Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah, yeah.
See, Rabbi Kiva always says, the chayach yichi imach, that you have to save him, because chayach akaydu. But in a case where you have to kill the other person, somebody be made. Actually go and kill somebody and let's save your life. Good question. How's the other person allowed you? Have I a lot of interesting questions on the Gemara, but I don't want to, I do want to get sidetracked, I want to do it afterwards. First, Rav Chaim. What? No, I'm telling you that there's no mitzvah to save someone's life. Chayecha kaidus, save your life before saving someone. That's the only case of saving someone. But in case of killing someone, there's no case of saying to him, that you can kill someone to save your life. The only case of cost in the case of Hatzala. Not a case because there's a cost in the case of killing. Alright, so this is Reb Chaim, I've counted Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim's raya from this Gemara. So is the raya a good raya from this Gemara? So a number of Achrayim hold them to the raya. They have an article among them. Shach, what's that piece? They say, well, what is that going on? Reb Chaim says, everyone would agree with them to do it far. Would anybody here agree with them to do it far? That two people should die instead of one person? Is that a child? A child is a child. Do you know how to have an article when it's at Gemara and Bava Metzia? It's not only to have an article that made it Maharit Tia, back in the Gemara, and then Tia, or three, Merv shot in that Gemara, that Gemara is different. Because in that Gemara, it's only a suffix if the two are going to die. They're traveling in the Midbar. They both drink, maybe they'll come upon water. That Gemara is only suffix the Fasha. Suffix is different. Reb Chaim is bringing a raya from the Gemara, which has nothing to do with our surgeon. That's not an awful time. What does that do with our surgeon? That Gemara is talking about suffix the Fasha. That's a nice thing. You should be shy one. Are you allowed to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save someone else from a Vada sakana? You should be shy one. Don't do it with our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking Vadai and Vadai. Your guy or his guy. That's our Gemara. Then the Rebbe says, that Gemara that we see it, that suffix the Fashis from Vadai the Fashis. The other person's Vadai going to die. If I like put myself in a suffix that wanted to save him, that's the end of the Gemara, the Chayachi Chimar. Then it's Hakar Sfara. So I put myself in a suffix that wanted to put him to save him from Vadai the Fashis. It's a different passion. That's all I'm saying. The Chayyim is derived from the Gemara, they kind of have nothing to do. But they hold all of the Shir, you know, Shir, something's going to bite us, they're going to. Right? They hold different topics. But that our topic, that's not
going to be something, it's going to be a bandit thing.
Who's going to be there?
The guy that's giving you a
little
water.
No, he's not, because he has water now for a few days. It's a topic, maybe, that it's hard. He knows it's 10 days to get out of the Midbar, he only has 5 days worth of water. He has 10 days worth of water. He gives his children to spread out in Shafai. But it's not from his stocking, he's traveling the Midbar. The night up with other people who have plenty of water. The night, you know, come to a Chabad house or something, you never know. And has water, the night come, across water. Probably not sick. Understand? That Gemara is the case of stocking in Zadai. Our Gemara is Zadai in Zadai. So whenever the Rai is not allowed. It's okay? But this is a side issue, the Sugya Bhagavad Gita. Our Gemara, again, it's very great, but I think, I'm trying to organize it, so that it remains that we have two shitas. The Rambam shita and our type of shita. And the two shitas basically are that, and we're going to build on this, yes, there's more to build on it. But basically we have what's called Rambam shita. The Rambam shita is, let me not confuse you, it's also a Beis Kam shita, but it's not the type of thing. We're going to call it the Rambam type. So that's our practice is to agree. But the Rambam practice is to agree on three demons. Three, two Shehem Shloisha, two demons which are three. Right? They disagree if, in the case of Hatha'ayla, the Rambam Shita is the last, the Tehoe, right? That means you have to kill, you have to get killed. And Taisa Shita is Tavar. Right, but it's better to be able to have Ayah, not be killed. The second thing is the case of the Sikha to Shabbat Hashem. So it's really, these two are really very, almost probably got to go. We must tell you. So killing Shabbat to Shabbat Hashem, again, the other Shita is, and the third thing was the case of a Yachid Bishnah Rabin. Bishnah Rabin, but you have to understand, this Rabin means the Yachid Bishnah Rabin.
Again, the rabbi's shita is that all of them have to get killed, that the whole city has to be killed, the patients would hold, presumably, not going to get to perish, but this is the Ramah.
Okay.
And what he understands, these three things are all problems that is that how do you learn my cards? How do you learn my cards? It's so tough. If you're allowed to adjust, if you develop sheikahs, my cards are teachers of the sheikahs also as I have. Take the sheikah, no, it depends on my cards. Now, what becomes fascinating is the other, is another dekuda on the other side. All of these halakhas, which are halakhas, shayin, jibur, shawarma, and more things that are dependent on this, all depend on one question. Listen carefully. Was Esther married to Mordechai or not? Everything here depends, and if we can know, was Esther married to Mordechai or wasn't she married to Mordechai? Strange, we'll tell you that. What? Take this answer. Why didn't he give her a guess? The Taisus answers, he couldn't give her a get because he was trying to keep it secret from Achashverosh. The get he's supposed to give in front of a number of people. And he was afraid that it'll make a pierce for me. Because again, Achashverosh will find out his wife is getting a get, you know, from other guys. But then Taisus is the giver, he's the captain. But what? Why didn't he give her a get over in the beginning? I don't know. Maybe we need to keep the secret all the way to the beginning? Okay. Is the Machlokes, was Esther married or not? Who cares if Esther was married or not? The Gemara in the Sefer Sanhedrin asked the following words. Zaha Esther Tahes Yahaya. Why did Esther agree that Achashverosh should be Baruchar? Esther perhaps Yahya. Esther was public. Jews knew that she was a Jewish woman. There were plenty of people knew. The whole class, the graduating class, and they said, "Okay, okay, she lived. She lived a normal life. People knew who she was. Not everybody knew it. Plenty of people knew." So Esther perhaps Yahya. Esther said, "Why would she Yahya Bali Yahya?" So the Gemara has two tirus. One of the tirus is that Esther Kaka Ayahai. Esther was Kaka'ayla, which Rashi says means a woman is passive in the mice of Eden. Now, Tysus is alluding to this Gemara when he says Kaka'ayla. Tysus learned that Esther was a married woman. She's Oshishish. So why does the Gemara Kasha Esther have to be Mesa Nefesh? The Kasha is one of the big three other is. The big three, and the Tzidcha by the Zara and Givei Arayim. Givei Arayim, that's a fish. So the Gemara is asking, she's prepared to give up her life. Tell us it's Kaka Ayam, I said. So Tzidcha says, it's Tzidcha Gemara. That Kaka Ayam overrides the Givei Arayim. It's Tzidcha Gemara. That's not Tzidcha Gemara. How does the Mamba know? It's Tzidcha Gemara by Tzidcha. Kaka Ayam. That's okay. The Rambam will learn that there's a halakha that in the case of Farhesia, the Shasa Shvan, where public they're forcing someone to do an Adaira, all Kayak Mitzvahs are Yahar Zayyam. If it's in a case where something is being done to Farhesia, certainly in the case of Shasa Shvan, so then all Kayak Mitzvahs are Yahar Zayyam. So he says, the Rambam will learn Esther was not married. She was single. Either she never married Mordechai or Mordechai gave her a get. She was a single woman. So why is the Gemara asking? By Esther Parhesia, Esther was Parhesia. What does it mean Parhesia? It means it's Taka. She wasn't nation dish. Someone who thinks we are nation. Some of the nicest nurse of a Tanuya. But for a great to be very well, Tanuya, that's an issue, that's another area of Parhesia. It's Taka, not only is being a baby. But Esther Parhesia, she should be the to be like the Nefesh of the Din of Parhesia.
then why is it kaka? If that din of farhesia doesn't apply when a woman's not doing a ma'aseh. The farhesia is the case of chil Hashem. That's why you have to give up your life for any one of the 613 mitzvahs. But that's only so if there's an aspect of chil Hashem. You're doing a chil Hashem. You're doing something. Without a ma'aseh, the kaka of the rabba will be made up by the pnuya. Is the concept of the kaka of the rabba. If it's a pnuya, the farhesia, it applies. But the Rambam says there's nothing to do with the Tikkia Ha'ik. Give a life to the Tikkia Ha'ik. It's because he's not such Gemara of Kaka Ha'ik. The Rambam will learn that the Gemara of Kaka Ha'ik is not going on these Tikkia Ha'ik. It's going on the case of Parashia. And the second watch by Gemara is the Parashia. The main one is both the school of Kaka Ha'ik. The Kaka Ha'ik only applies to Parashia. Does not apply to the big three other. The big three other. It's always the other way either. Even though the victory would be the Ferhesia, would be for selfish man. So if it's kind of the din of Ferhesia doesn't apply. But the din of the big three other is to show you have to be able to even the sinner, so that does apply. So, what? So he agrees. That yeah, the Gemara says she was allowed to be Ayah. The Rama also says she was a Peduya. And a Peduya, in a Farhesia, if it comes out, you imagine, these demons, these three Alakis, and these rest of them, are all told totally the best that was married or not married. Because that issue is married, so then we have a Gemara that says Kaka Ayah applies even by a married woman. And she was single, then we have that such Gemara. The Gemara says that's the Kaka anyway. Because it's established, because the only reason you have to give up your life to everything else is because Leif Echala is Hashem Kachi. It's established. Kibosh Hashem, Leif Echala, don't be Mechala Hashem. She's not being Mechala, she's doing no Maisa. Chil Hashem is happening, someone else is doing it. But she's not doing it. So that's as far as to be Mechala. This is right at the beginning of Chayim, you mentioned. That the theory is all telling in this issue. Alright, so we're going to pick up on this, hopefully this issue.